This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
This was the first episode we shot of this show with this group. And I'm going to tell you right now, the episode's all over the place. It's utter chaos. We don't stay on the topics. We don't get to topics. But it's hilarious. This is not how the show goes. It's not how it's meant to go. It's just what happens when me, Pat, Tahir, and Lulu get together. Enjoy anyway. It's a good time.
Bob, fuck me up.
Oh, man.
That's kind of tight.
I'm not playing that. You know how many times I died in Mario? Like, I'm not playing that.
That's good news for porn, though.
Real life porn?
Yeah. You come in the game, you come in real life.
But then what if you get an STD? Yeah. Like,
you know what?
You got a brand new doctor. You got a different type of virus.
I was on my couch.
Different type of virus, boy.
I played level 6.
Should have got that chlamydia.
Level 6.
You died in the orgy?
That's life again. Right. You got a porn star pregnant, now you got child support. You're like, nigga, this is terrible.
This game sucks. You gotta pull the cord out. I'm never coming back.
Never coming back.
Hey, that means two things.
That means two things. Welcome to our Solid on the Internet, a podcast where Kev on stage and his comedian friends talk about random things on the internet. Today I got Patrick the Cloud to hear the more and Lulu the Gonzalez. You can submit questions to internet at Kev on stage. Or pick your poisons. But the only thing is the stories have to be old. Nothing trending, nothing new. And they must be like, nigga, what? That's the only thing.
When you read the title, nigga what?
It got to be like, nigga, what? And this first thing is nigga, what?
How would your white fans describe this?
Oh, my gosh.
It's got to be like the, nigga,
she
what?
No, like the white girls on TikTok when the nigga comes up, they're like,
That's hilarious.
They always lean in with the big shush.
Well, you know, because
dance.
Like before, like white people would be dancing and kind of murmuring the words, yeah. And people would like stop and be like, "You said it," or like, "You kind of said
your
it."
Your lip sync, nigga.
So now they gotta be like,
"You gotta."
They gotta blatantly
mouth,
show
your
they
mouth has to be closed for sure.
If I was white, I would cover it and say "nigga" behind my head. I'd say "nigga" behind my head.
The captions under the catch your breath.
No, my chin movement would not. They'd be like, "Hey, I saw the chin move twice." That's a nigga and a girl.
Down.
I saw nigga and girl through the jaw.
Can you single me out, Amir? Let me see if you can see your face. Nigga.
Yours for sure, cause the beard.
Nigga.
Yeah, you see the beard. It's like you chewing too.
Nigga. You gotta be a ventriloquist.
Mm-hmm. A what?
Ventriloquist?
Oh, that's a hard word.
Nigga. It is. Say it to her.
Nigga.
No, that's pretty good.
Nigga. Nigga.
I think I can see your mouth, but if your hand was closed, I couldn't do it.
It's only because it's to hear being a ventriloquist.
It's only because his teeth are small. He can get away with it.
Nigga. All right. Take it easy, man.
Shut up, nigga.
All right. Today's story. First story. Japanese schools are still banning pony.
Jesus Christ.
Who's reading it? Say,
how many tongues are in your mouth?
The funniest thing is the last thing you said before that was trying to trip to hero. You were trying to make him say something crazy.
You can't say pony.
Nah, porn is on his mind now.
A Tony
Little
pony.
Horn dog.
A Tony Pail.
Japanese schools. Now that word is blinking red. You got two more words before
hey,
you get over
you about here. To die. You got that headset
hey,
on.
You got
You only got
reading?
One
more?
Reading?
Reading? You
reading? Wording is hard. The game.
Come on, man. Don't make me do this. Start at the prologue.
The prologue.
This nigga just said the This nigga died at the first word.
Prologue. No, wait.
If the stakes were that high for regular stuff, you got the thing on, it's like, spell professor. I'm like, go ahead and just kill
spell
me.
Spell restaurant.
Because I never know if it's two F's, two S's.
Necessary would do it for me.
Definitely an itinerary. Nigga, just say schedule.
No. Itinerary is
itinerary
like,
is
nigga,
crazy. Yeah. When you start writing it, you're like, have I ever seen this word before?
All of the iterations of itinerary look wrong. I-T-I, I-T-E, I-T-N-E-I.
Right. I turn into that chick and be like, come on. I glitch in the matrix every time I try to spell itinerary, bro.
Then you always delete it and then put like what we're doing today.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know what gets me too? This ain't spelling.
Easy.
Spell it.
What? Exactly. E-X-A-C-T-L-Y.
Boom. You know what gets me? I would be dead. Effect versus affect. When to use the right one?
Yeah.
And I'd be reading articles and I'd be like, impact.
Well, you know what?
You say impact, it will work. It will work either way.
Well, the way it was explained to me is like special effects. And how effects is like, the effect is what you see, but okay. Then affect is what, like, if somebody's affected. But always, if
so
you just...
affect with an A is
what
you feel.
Yeah, but if you just think of special effects, you can kind of figure it out.
Okay, so help me in a sentence. Like, Lulu has this effect on men.
That would be like the E.
Okay. Okay, so the man broke up with Lulu and he was affected.
That would be A, right?
Yeah,
man.
I think so.
Okay.
Because the special effect is like happening right there. So
I don't like how I was the source of this example.
Right? We were learning about something totally different, but in the context of dogging you.
I was like, I was like, she made this nigga sad. Yeah.
You were still winning.
You were
still
hero.
Single. In any way. I'm still single.
Okay, let me try again.
So it's a biography.
Lulu's wedding
yeah,
had
go.
Such an effect on people, that's A. Right? Mm. Like they're emotional.
You lost it. You lost
no,
it.
It was
at her wedding where she got married and she was happy.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be effect?
Now, I don't know in that tense. That's crazy.
Oh, when it comes to marriage, you don't know.
Yeah, Lulu's too happy in this example. Give me a sadder
one.
Lulu's loneliness affected.
Bro.
Lulu tripped and fall.
That one.
And fell as an effect.
There you go.
Give me some negativity.
Oh, my God.
So I can sort this out.
He said, I don't know how to do that one. I don't know how to. That's different.
Lulu did not care about English. Nigga, why am I single in the hypothetical sense? Why am I single?
Her Schoolhouse Rock was all sad. I'm just a lonely bitch.
In the comments.
Sitting on Capitol Hill.
I'm just a lonely bitch. Sitting on Capitol Hill. This show is off the rails.
What's the first 5, 7, 8, 9, 10,
lonely
man. Junction. What's your function? Sitting at home lonely. I ain't got no man. Conjunction. He's not even teaching the kids anything.
He just roasted me.
Conjunction. What's your function? All of my friends are married. I ain't have no kids.
No.
Teach this nigga what the
conjunction. How did it get worse? And wait for her saying, hey, I don't like that. Too. Oh, yeah? How about more? Give her more.
Yo, did you hear the second verse? Did you hear the second verse? All my friends are married.
Dinner for one again.
Can I get some tissue?
That's
okay with
that. I ain't got no
business. It's just Lulu taking a hungry man out of the microwave. Salisbury stay for the third time this week.
All the other kids are like, what's a conjunction? You never taught us. You're not teaching us anything. Paying for dinner yourself. Paying for shit. Solo trips.
That's not cool. You know he just brought a trip too. You fucked up for that. She just brought a trip by herself. You dirty motherfucker, Pat. You take it too far.
Conjunction. What's your function?
You're not still paying off them tickets. You ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Paying off those tickets.
We was just talking about it like 2 weeks ago. She was like, I'm going to take the trip by myself. I'm just going to do it. Pat was like, yeah. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you encouraged me too.
And his body was like,
all your pictures are taken on a timer. Selfie mode.
asking other people to take your pick. Conjunction, junction. Wearing rings on the middle finger and on the index. Don't worry, it's look costume jewelry.
This nigga doesn't even rhyme. He's just singing mean things about Lulu. He hasn't rhymed
no
one
teaching,
thing.
No teaching, no education.
No rhyme.
Lulu's ring finger has a podcast about being left out. Oh,
oh my god.
I'm never coming back. There's all the fingers on the podcast, but just the ring finger. But like, I never had a necklace. I never know what it was like.
They don't even understand the shit he's saying. Charging your rose every day. What is a rose? Rose looking at me like, not again. Conjunction, junction.
Nigga, the sex toy being like, oh, nigga, again?
Bro.
Jesus.
It's not even new
change
yet.
Change my battery.
Yo, Pat, we were supposed to be on the same page yesterday. How you throw me under the bus?
A sex toy saying, not again?
I'm on the same boat.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, man. Oh,
well,
man.
Thank you guys for watching. Well. That's all you get today.
Yo.
Nigga, I can't do six of these. So. I can't do six
I'm
of
literally,
these.
This is the first thing we've shown. I'm literally sweating.
I cannot do six of these.
We ain't even got to the topic. We're
we ain't got
sense.
To the topic. Because you said party out there.
What, dog? Yeah. Little single. Little single.
This nigga Gail trying to say ponytails with six pancakes in his mouth.
From yesterday's breakfast? Why are we still here? Swallow us.
That nigga be stashing pancakes in his gums at
kill
the top
us.
Of his mouth.
Their ghosts haven't moved on yet because they still in his mouth.
They can't breathe the
pancakes.
Pancakes waiting to clock in. We next, man. We're next.
We're Monday's pancakes. What the hell are you doing?
Hey, Monday, speed it up.
Wow. It's not funny. It's not as funny when it's at you.
What up, guys? Want to take a quick break from the show and talk to you about one of our sponsors, HelloFresh. Listen, with HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You've got New Year's goals, like anybody. It's beginning of the year. I want to eat healthy. I want to do right. I'm tired of all the processed food. I'm tired of all the delivery services. You know, I end up eating a whole bunch of fried food, eating out all the time. I want to cook home-cooked meals freshly at home, and HelloFresh Festive Fare Collection does just that. Limited time recipes made with seasonal produce and premium proteins. Get out of the post-holiday slump with these elevated winter classics, all right? Looking for an easy way to eat well and save money? This year, cut back on all that takeout. Don't be like me eating out all the time. Make your kitchen work, all right? HelloFresh saves me time, it saves me money. Most of all, it tastes good and I feel good eating it. All right, it's fantastic. I had some shrimp quesadillas the other night. Melissa made them. You know what I'm saying? We watching football. I'm eating shrimp quesadillas. It's home cooked. It's fresh. All the ingredients are right there. When she's out of town, I can cook. Them quesadillas went so good. I felt like I was Chef Boyardee hungry. All right, fast fresh recipes. HelloFresh, the latest line of meals featuring robust flavors and filling portions are ready in less than 15 minutes. Enjoy taste and quality. Done quick recipes like falafel power bowls, seared steak and potatoes, béarnaise sauce, Southwest pork and bean burritos. Mm-mm-mm. With HelloFresh, eating well in the new year can be stress-free and delicious. With over 35 weekly recipes, they have the options you're looking for to help you achieve your goals. Choose calorie smart or carb smart recipes or even customize select meals by swapping out proteins or size. Upgrade your proteins or adding a protein to a veggie dish. Listen, go to HelloFresh.com/crazy21. And use the code CRAZY21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. Once again, go to HelloFresh.com/crazy21 and use code CRAZY21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And now, back to the show.
Way funnier.
They're watching lunch and dinner pass. Like, yo, he's swallowing everything else. He's not, he didn't stop eating.
Snacks just skipping the line. Hey, I'll see you later.
They got the fast pass. sorry, man. He likes us. What the? Steakums? This thing's eating steakums? It's 3 p.m. It's 3 p.m., dude.
Steakums? That's such a specific thing to be eating.
Nigga.
Steakums?
I can't do 6 of these,
Steakums?
Bro. Oh, man. Oh, food in your mouth watching other food pass is crazy.
The food is like black people in line. Like, that don't make no sense.
Is that mean we do it in the vent line?
Niggas come up, dap the bodyguard, like, yeah, I'm gonna walk on in.
Vegetables? Shut up! Shut that.
How we get a table on this tongue, huh? How do we get a VIP table on this tongue?
You
we
know, just out here. You know vegetables are alive. You know they ain't getting in no time soon.
Imagine vegetables don't get let in. He's like, no, no, no. They get spit out. Okay, for sure.
Taking it thrown out like Jazzy Jeff. Bye, celery!
They like girls who ain't cute enough. He's like, no, 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 no. We full.
That's you guys. That's you guys.
We full.
Roast beef? Come on in. We at the table. Right in. And he's sitting in gravy on his tongue.
Hey, here come pumpkin pie. Here come pumpkin pie. Chill out, yo. Here come pumpkin pie.
Everybody be cool. Everybody be cool. Everybody be cool. What's up, Pump?
Why was pumpkin pie a bully?
Because that's his favorite pie that everybody hates.
Cool. Tucking this shit.
Everybody
hey,
be cool. Everybody
hide
be cool.
The gravy. Everybody
hey,
hide the coffee.
Hey, 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 I'm going to just tuck mine in. What y'all got on my pancakes?
Sleep with daddy be like, what's up, pumpkin? His son be like, both of us.
This is going long. You guys are really creative. You're like, it's just building. It's just building. I've been checking the clock. That was 4 minutes straight of just...
Well, swallow the pancakes, pumpkin nigga. Goddamn.
We're waiting on you to get started.
We waiting on you. Jesus Christ. What are you waiting for? He's just going to be alone at that night. He's going to be like. Oh, that was so worth it.
Finally, it is happening.
4 days. Oh. Was waiting for that moment.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Jimmy Mixed Mouth. Let's go.
The pancakes are like, yeah.
Why the pancakes part if it didn't get out? It was in Get Out.
Oh my God, bro.
They faded into nothing like at the end of black movies.
And the stomach is just falling into the pit of the stomach.
Oh, man.
Pancakes got doo-dooed out next year. Vegetables actually never made it in the cup.
The text?
It's a Twister song. Get your money, man. But hold up.
Yes, before today.
The pancakes went to Stanford University. On a full scholarship.
And with the
the carrots were spit out. The carrots and broccoli were spit out and left there.
Oh, man.
Shit. I need a break, bro.
Cool.
I need a break. Hey, man.
So the first story is...
man, oh, we didn't even get in the first story.
It's only been 15 minutes. Oh, and that's from when the Mirror Press record. We were talking for 5 minutes before that.
Oh, man.
All right. Japanese.
Swallow, nigga.
I'm so nervous about this sentence now. Japanese schools are still banning ponytails because they could sexually excite men. They're worried that university, not children,
right?
In Japan. Oh, no, it is middle school. Oh, they said they're worried that the middle school boys will be attacked to the middle school girls if they have a ponytail.
So they want to be Muslim then.
Go ahead, so they got to hair up. Put them on.
Apparently, the school says that you have to, these girls have to have their hair out.
Down?
Down.
Ain't that supposedly like sexier? I mean,
I don't
in
know,
movies,
I don't,
they usually take the ponytail out. And then it's like, oh, whoa, oh, they're hot. Mm-hmm.
How was that sexy, that librarian doing that?
I don't know. Because you know what I found out? White women who don't have a lot of body, they shake their hair. No, I'm serious. Remember when Coyote Ugly was like the shit? Mm. And everybody was like, whoa, strippers. But they didn't have no body, so they were just like, dirt, American woman. That's what you do when you ain't got no cheeks.
I never thought about that.
No, in white culture, they be just shaking their hair like, yeah, sexual. Look at the next time you see a white woman on a mechanical bull. They're like...
That's very specific.
When you can't shake
it. If they do it while you're dancing with them, the hair's just hitting you in the face. You're like, bitch, stop.
Yeah, they'll bend over and shake their hair.
I'm going to push them down. Get some goof ass away from me, bitch. You ain't washed your hair. I just got your hair all in my mouth.
My mama told me about fucking with these white. Funny visual of white girls. That's how they dance.
That's what you shake. It's like when you have a cape on, you're gonna do this.
Whoa!
you gotta fling what's loose, and if it's not titty meat, it's hair.
Oh my god! I mean, I could see that though, because I mean, ponytail does indicate I might suck your dick. You know.
That's
why I do a joke about that. It's like like once you see put the ponies all up, it's like, oh, it's go
time. In middle school.
Well, I think she went to adults.
Yeah, but I'm saying
we're gonna pretend this is about adults. Okay. It feels weird to talk about.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Yeah.
Well, also, I mean, how racist can we be on this show?
The next topic is.
I didn't just skate it old pants, man. What did you say? Did you say carrots, vegetables, salads? What did you say that made them leave so fast?
I'm just saying.
Healthy, running, being fit.
That sounds like a good TV show. How racist
it's
can
not my
we
views,
be?
It's just culturally.
Really hilarious.
Yeah, like
culturally.
How far can you push the racism?
Those views do not reflect the Kevin stage brand. That nigga got
blur that out.
They don't
blur that thing out in the back.
They don't. It's not my views either. It's just culturally.
That's the white version of I have a black friend. It ain't my views. It's just what people say this. I don't.
I'm just saying. The Asian culture can be horny at sometimes. You know,
hentai.
It shows in the animations.
By the way, fun fact, didn't realize in Japanese manga stores, right? Manga's the anime?
Yeah.
Or the comic books?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the written. Yeah.
We took my kids to one in Japan. It was seven floors. Didn't realize that on floor 3,
Hentai,
Japanese cartoon porn.
That should be the top floor.
Absolutely should be the top floor.
So they got four floors.
There's seven floors, and in the middle is porn. I mean,
you might get tired on halfway up.
Hey,
you know,
man,
you might want to.
This is your reward for doing 2 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
Get some of these titties in your life.
Yeah. Real walking with the kids, and I turn the corner. Hey.
Like full porn?
Full cartoon titties. Cartoon post. I mean, it was
cartoon
every
titties
book.
Are the best though.
They are pretty nice.
They be perky.
They bounce nicely.
They do whatever they want to do.
They just be like. I had a hentai phase when I was a kid.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, you know.
What were you watching?
See your favorite characters. That's a great question. Before Pornhub and stuff like that, like where were we? Where were we?
We had porn tapes. My boy had one.
I had a DVD that I got at the barbershop.
We had fuzzy channels.
Like I had fuzzy channels. I done seen a lot of nips. Yeah. The green go up.
There was Onion Booty.
What's that?
What?
It was a website. It was
Onion
paid
booty?
To do it, but you can watch the little preview for free.
No,
how long was the preview?
If you watched the preview a couple times, you know.
Wait, how long
run
was
it back?
How long
I was
the preview?
I was watching a Vine.
You were like a 6-second Vine?
I imagine the rest.
I remember, it's weird now thinking of it, but my boy had a porn. We were in middle school. He was like,
had
no,
a porn?
He had a porn tape. Mm-hmm. Also, fun fact, I met a person from Thailand whose name was Porn Tape.
Shut
porn
up.
Porn Tape Ploy Cow. I kid you not. That was their birth name.
P-O-R-N-T-A-P-E?
Yep.
Oh, that's just
their
how you
last name. Yeah, and I was like, how do you, because I was like, surely this is, like, that's not how you say it. So I was like, how do you pronounce your name? They were like, Porn Tape. I was like, that is. But anyway, my boy was like, I got a porn, bro. I got it from my dad's house. He was at his dad's house for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
His dad had a lot of porn tapes. Took one back, and he popped in, and it was like 8 of us in there.
Damn.
Wow.
And I didn't even think of, like, I wanted to do something, but it was, you know what I'm saying? We was all there.
Why did y'all all watch it together?
There wasn't no internet.
Okay, but why didn't y'all like take the tape? Okay, you get it tomorrow. You
I
get
can't
it
bring that in my house.
That used to be a whole thing, like movies where you would just go and there'd be sticky floors and people would just.
They still have those in New York.
That's so weird.
That is wild. They still have those in New York. You go in the movie theater and they just put the porn on.
Oh yeah, like the little peep shows.
That's where old boy got caught. Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah,
shit's weird.
Pee Wee or Pee Pee?
Pee Wee. Oh, Pee Wee.
He said Pee Pee Herman.
He did have that Pee Pee Herman out, though.
He did, though.
That's why did he get in trouble if he was in that place? I thought he was in a regular movie theater.
In a regular movie theater, and he was...
That's so different.
It is. Like,
why you at AMC in the reclined chair?
You see, you ain't sitting at AMC, you see the back of the chair and just shot.
Nigga, it's frozen.
Hey, yo, what the fuck, bro?
Nigga's watching Frozen. Let it go. Let it go. Is that Pee Wee Herman? Beat no. Bro. I'm here.
Stop, bro.
I'm here with the Boy Scouts. Oh, that's what I'm jacking off to. The hell is Frozen?
What the hell is Frozen? It don't even matter what the movie is. I just jacking off the Private Ryan. This is the battle scene.
I just followed you guys in the dark.
I saw you guys from the street.
I said,
that's what I want.
Are you eating popcorn too?
He needs the butter.
Up, baby.
I say, he needs the butter.
Gotta lube it up.
Man, using the butter.
You can get salt on
your
bean.
Have y'all ever done that? Cut the hole in the popcorn and then put your dick in it?
I'm not risking getting no, yeah, like you said, the salt and all in my pee hole. No.
Don't put salt in the popcorn.
The popcorn is automatically salty.
Back up.
Jesus.
Is this a thing or is this a question?
No, it's a thing.
What? Putting salt in the pee hole?
You know people cutting the hole in the bottom of the popcorn so your date digs in the buckets.
And it gets your grip.
Really unsanitary.
I've never heard of this.
Really?
It's in movies,
cartoons all over the place.
I have literally never seen this or heard
of
this.
You are so sheltered.
You have. You probably
how are you 40 years old in this shelter?
It didn't connect for you.
Are you serious right now?
You ain't never seen a movie and the dude puts the popcorn in his lap and he's like, you want some popcorn? And she's like, yeah, I can.
He was always just like, popcorn. I would take some if
that's
I was
next.
Cam just fucked up so many things in the movie.
I kid you not.
A dude is sitting there with the popcorn camera. Yeah, I'll take some. Yeah. No, not you.
Is this the Snickers
first of all,
popcorn?
That?
Nah, he's so
different.
This popcorn's a little shafty.
It's a little stiff in this popcorn.
This popcorn's a little shafty. So what is the point to just get jacked off through popcorn?
Yeah. Weirdly. Like this, just, I guess.
Just like,
no, it's
like
a way to you could do it like that.
How would you go
get
from
jacked
the
off in public
in there?
Without somebody seeing.
So is popcorn in the thing?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that's your main concern.
So I guess they gotta.
How do we double back to that?
Because you started eating popcorn.
Yeah, you didn't see the concern. Yo.
But is there popcorn in the bucket?
Cam eating all the popcorn, moving the dude's dick around? Is that it?
That'd be because then you gotta move the popcorn out the way.
I wouldn't be taking it. I would have.
You gotta move the popcorn out the way. You could probably do that with
his own dick is in there. He's just eating the popcorn. He's like, fuck it.
He's not even on a date. He just does that. Shut your dick in there. Mm-hmm.
Why did he look over to the other person?
Why are you doing it? Fuck this diet.
I don't know.
Why did he say?
I didn't think about it until just now, but do they put the balls up in there too?
No balls.
Balls don't have the hang time.
Yeah, they don't.
Balls are like, I can't.
You enjoy balls had a shaft, maybe, but no shaft.
You have to
balls.
Bring the balls up in
there. That sounds like it'd be uncomfortable.
It would probably just get one ball in there. You ain't fitting both balls in there.
So you get salt in the urethra, though.
You could.
Could you?
That's the risk.
Don't put no salt on your butter.
Yeah,
or butter.
Or butter. You got to get it.
Get rid of the popcorn until it's like below the helmet.
Ooh. Okay.
You know what I mean?
No, because then that's when she starts jacking you off. The butter, the salt, all of that's going to come.
Oh, yeah, so that's going to happen sticking out the popcorn.
That's the risk a nigga take. Listen.
I'm more afraid of somebody that
would do that than a nigga that'll go raw on the first night. Because if you do that with that salt and you just don't care about life in the moment.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to clean that off.
Yeah, going raw, you'll find out a week, you know what I'm saying, a week and a half. But that shit's going to hurt immediately. You just let
butter might be, you might, it might surprise you.
Butter like, might, yeah.
Yeah, but that salt going to get you with the ah.
You better get some low sodium dick and just don't
wait
put no salt, man. Just do no salt, man. Use your natural salt. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
natural salt.
Sweat.
I don't like popcorn, so I would have to like Put my dick in a bag of peanut M&Ms.
Whoppers?
It's not even discreet. Bro, what the fuck?
You got one of a tray of nachos?
Now you're speaking my language.
A huge penis coming. The nacho plate is like this big. It's just meat hanging out.
I was just in a tray full of hot dogs and have one hot dog missing. It'd be four hot dogs on this tray.
Your dick is just in the buns.
Yeah, your dick got me in the buns. Hey,
in the buns. It's definitely in the buns. Like, hey, choose wisely.
It's like not even subtle. Sir, can you leave? He's just sitting there with a hot dog bun and his dick was in it. Can you?
I'm going to dress it up and everything. I'm going to ketchup and mustard on it and everything.
Sir, this is Toy Story 2.
I'm just waiting for the moms to come out. I'm not going in. I'm just waiting for the moms to come out.
Can you bring me some relish?
I'm waiting for the moms to do the bathroom break when she come out. That's why I'm hollering. I ain't going in.
Sir, this is incredible. Okay.
We got a dude with his dick in some Sour Patch Kids. It's not even a king size bag. It's just a regular bag. Why are your pants around your ankles?
Hey, man. First I'm tired, then I sleep.
Jail. Jail, sir. Jail. Are you kidding me?
Do I have to put my pants up, though? Do I have to?
You walked out of the movie theater with the pants and just... You got to do the jail shuffle.
It's my dick in the bag.
Because ain't nobody going to cover you up.
Nobody want to touch me. Because then they handcuff me and they try to pull him up. I'm just like, just beat him. Just beat him.
Now you got condiments all over the back seat. Like
that. Did you guys validate parking? You're going to jail.
Back seat is just a whole bunch of hot dog buns in the back seat from previous movie nights.
Look, somebody just said, Kim, what have you got yourself into? I was just looking at you. Did this go?
I knew having y'all three was a risk. It was a risk.
We were talking about ponytails at some point.
Did we get to one topic?
Somebody said Kev had more questions about that than the Ajax, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. What you mean?
I beat my meat with dishwashing liquid.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I didn't. Somebody told me about that. Nobody ever told me about penis.
When was
popcorn.
This?
About 12.
Years ago?
No.
Days ago?
No.
Do you remember what kind of dishwashing liquid it was?
Ajax.
Oh, Ajax?
Wait.
Ain't that the
dishwashing
the
liquid? Not the powder.
I thought the powder.
No, everybody thought the powder.
That's some serious kill. Yeah.
Like,
that's
no
like
way.
Comedy.
That's like, yeah.
You're cleaning the
tub. That's why you be so ashy, yo.
And that would be a crazy like promo for Ajax. I use Ajax a new way.
Cut grease and beat your meat.
Mr. Clean come out like, hey, wait a minute.
That's my bitch.
What you doing with this?
Mr. Clean. Oh, man. Mr. Clean gave me racy vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
He looked like he could have been a little bit light-skinned, though.
He's a light-skinned black man.
He became black over the years, but there was a couple iterations of him that was straight Aryan.
He do look like the dude from Oz. Remember J.K.
The leader?
J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons.
Hold on.
Oh, J.K. Simmons is great. He can do no wrong in my book.
I don't know why in my head I was like, the nigga who wrote Harry Potter? But that's J.K. Rowling.
That's Farmer's
guy. That's right there, man.
We are Farmers.
Right. Jameson.
Yeah. Actually, don't. Is he in Oz? Yeah, he was in Oz. How old is this nigga?
My favorite movie from him is Whiplash.
I knew you were going to say that because something's wrong with you.
I ain't seen
it. I love it. It's a drummer movie. It's just really
He was
good.
Smacking the dude because he was offbeat. I would have died in that school. Then you asked him, are you fast or slow? He was like,
Bro, he was going off on everybody. He was like, don't you come early. It's not your boyfriend's cop. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Damn. Tony was in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
His silhouette was in
his
that
silhouette
movie.
Was in that.
Is that the movie he got cut out of?
That might be the worst Hollywood story.
Yeah.
What?
That Tony was in the... No. To hear Spectrum.
Tony Baker?
Yeah, Tony Baker's silhouette was in Whiplash. He was in it, but they cut his scene, but you could still see his silhouette. But Tahir was in a Spectrum commercial, and they just kept telling him to scoot over.
Until he was let up. It happen.
I did.
They
said I was still going to be here.
How'd that go? Were they just like, what commercial was it? Bro, did it air already?
It was so funny, Luke, because it was so like, it wasn't overt, right? We were in the thing, this is like me and you, and then Tahir's right there. You're Tony, and he's Tahir. Melissa's right here next to me. And you know, they turn over for coverage. Mm. They're like, you know what, Tahir, could you just scoot back a little bit?
No, that's
like,
not even what happened first.
Tell me, Tahir.
This is what happened first. All right, so I'm sitting here.
He remember it vividly.
I'm sitting here.
Trauma.
Somebody's next to me. Kevin, Melissa enter from behind. Tony's standing like right here, right? Tony gets to talking about the game. We like, yeah. And first we dap. And they're like, we don't like the dap. So we switch it to a high five or a five. Like, boom. We're like, yeah. All right, let's get rid of that. Then they were like, you guys just acknowledge each other. It was like, all right, yeah.
Wait, like were you doing this?
I'm doing what they asking me to do. Because they like, you know, it's a commercial. You got to hammer it up sometimes. Yeah. Bro, they was like, all right, Tahir, we're just going to shoot you in the commercial, but we're just going to shoot you dirty. So just be there, but don't do anything. All right, cool. Tony comes in. Boom. All right, let me get you to slide over. Slide over just a little bit, so that way we just get your shoulder. We just get your shoulder. We want just to get your shoulder dirty. We get your hand first. Just your shoulder. Slide over. All right, we want to try one without you being in the shot.
But this is the wildest thing they ever said. We want you to not be in the shot, but be close. We want your presence.
So a nigga couldn't leave. I couldn't leave.
And you gotta watch everybody else be in the commercial.
And they was like, yeah, they put my wife in the commercial.
In your spot?
Yes, they had her still at the party. She's eating Grace and shit off the charcuterie board. Cut me out, this motherfucker.
So they just, what shot did they end up using? The one with your presence?
Nigga, I was present in that bitch like fruit in a LaCroix. Nigga. This is vapor.
Where's the I want to see this commercial.
It's on TV.
We want your essence. But it's next one, we need you in your car driving home.
Bro.
Tia, for this one, can you call us when you're home and FaceTime us?
That was the beginning of our shaky relationship. That's when it started to get shaky. Because after that, the niggas had me jumping off of pallets and stuff like that, hurting myself. They was like, yeah, you'll do anything for a dollar.
Oh, man. Jumping off of pallets. Fight them, bro. They had him doing stunts with no stunt coordinator.
Damn.
And they had him jump into like the safety mattress thing, mm-hmm. but there was an apple box underneath it.
Two.
So he just jumped onto some hard wood.
I was like, yo, I don't think that's a good idea. It's like, no, we trust the director. I was like, all right, cool. Jump and fall, hurt my back. And I was like, ooh.
You get Jesus free spectrum? Christ.
Ooh. I was like, you just go Peter Griffin? I was like, I told you this is a dumb idea. Damn. It never got back.
No, we don't get free spectrum. Matter of fact, I had to prove that I had spectrum to get the commercial.
Wow. Jesus Christmas.
Man, people always come to me like, nigga, what's wrong with my internet?
My spectrum is horrible.
This is your personal internet?
I think I hit you one time too. I was like, yo, this shit is trash.
Hey, Kev,
I went
my
on Twitter,
shaky.
I was like, hey, I know Kev on stage. Can y'all fix my internet, please?
What the hell does that even how do you even fix the internet? Let's just aside from unplugging and plugging back in.
If that don't work, I'm lost.
How do you mean fix your internet? What the hell?
Y'all
does
gotta
that
put
mean?
More wires coming to my house to give me more service.
I found out this year. That the internet is like underwater, under the ocean.
No, the cables.
I thought it was up
Wait,
there.
What?
The internet is like from cables that go under the ocean.
Who puts it there?
The cable
niggas.
People. Cable guy.
Spectrum.
Niggas.
They put the high speed. What was it? Fiber optic cable.
Yeah.
So my question is this: Are you? This is like how bridges are made.
Right.
Like, how do you?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you like? Do you get some internet cable on a boat? Just go out
and then you get like a scuba gear.
They drop the foundation in the water first and then they build up. And so they'll drop like this big block and then they'll bring in like the cylinders and all of that and they'll just build up.
So, but what is that? I've watched YouTube videos on this because I'm fascinated.
That's if
what
they
is
don't
that connected to? What does that connect in the is that just deep in the earth?
Is that long out? Yeah.
It depends. Like if they're building on top of something, they usually just like build on that. But if they need to like establish something, they'll build like a man-made dam and then drain that part.
Oh,
and they
the
store
river.
In the river.
Yeah.
So they'll block it off on both sides.
That shit is crazy.
They'll drain it, like, move all the water out, and then they'll start building the foundation like that. And so then they slowly open the water
how
back
scary
up.
Must that be to be, like, in the hole that has no water in it?
No. That's what Moses was like.
Moses like had never did the staff thing before. That was his first flex with the staff.
So he was putting down cables for the internet?
Niggas was like, yo, have you done this before? No, but hilarious. I talked to Jesus. He got it.
So Moses.
That's a funny thought.
So you trying to say Moses was the first Spectrum?
No.
Laying down.
Trying to say Moses was nervous.
He was probably like, oh my God.
Don't let him see it.
Is that a shirt?
Oh my God! Yeah.
Moses was hella wicked, my nigga. He was up there freestyling.
He's like, yeah, this is normal. I've seen this before. Oh,
I never thought about that. That's a great bit,
bro.
Scared.
That's super scared.
He probably was like, wow. Okay. Yeah.
You the man.
Imagine like
doing a lot of work.
He did the stick thing, and when it first started shaking, he was like, no way. No way. As this split, he was like, God's doing this. Oh, my God.
Yep, God's doing this.
And then imagine, like, it's like, okay, so now we're gonna walk through this.
Listen, can you imagine the amount of alabaster box offered to Moses after they got on that other side? Just coming over in that goddamn box dressed in potato sack like so. I saw you point that.
Swinging their hair?
Hold on. Smell like a camel.
Also, seeds are pretty big, right?
Yeah, they are.
It's a long hike.
That's a nice little walk. A
couple miles in, you bored of that. You're just like...
You literally, all this amazing stuff is happening. You're like, tired.
That's just like a human. You have created a miracle and halfway through, like, dang, nigga, I ain't realized it was like this far.
I mean, that's just an octopus.
You can do this. You can put it like a little moving walkway through here.
Right. And how many people did he have to wait for the cross? Like, he was moving like.
Now he got hella people.
It was a lot of people. Right.
There was hella children in Israel.
It was old people, wagons.
And then the best part is the Pharaoh and them came in the water after, and he was like.
Right. He's like, psych.
Dog.
But imagine you were taking your time.
Y'all niggas better not come across.
In the Bible, y'all.
But like the spiteful, like he could have did it before he killed all of them. He was like, oh yeah, y'all come on through. Go fast.
What if he was fucking with him? Like, a little water. A little water.
But what if God did it? He didn't even like close it. He was just like, Moses closed it on him.
And these niggas believe it.
He's like, I did it.
I'd have been so far behind in that trek. I'd be texting in the back. You look up, you're next to the Pharaoh. You're like,
wait, I'm with y'all. I was with y'all group.
You would die like that.
No.
He absolutely would.
You be vlogging, trying to take pictures of the shark and shit.
Like, out here in the ocean, on the floor.
Bro.
Look at all this pirate
treasure. Nobody been here before me. Pat Cloud here. On soil. Pat Geo Lava Fat.
Started at the bottom.
Tablets at the bottom, hoping they get discovered years later. I was here first.
Got it out the mud.
First to walk on the moon.
Straight out the bottom.
Got it out the mud.
Started from the bottom. Now I'm here. You know.
Look at these whales.
Got it out the mud? Hilarious.
My group's a little bit ahead of me, but it's all good.
They trying to get pictures. They got somebody chiseling the picture of them with their hand in the water. Hey, nigga,
I'm live streaming when it closes. Is that the Pharaoh? I start shaking.
Oh, no. Moses, I'm with Moses. I know Moses.
No.
Hey, yo, Mo.
You running?
Me doing a head count. Pat got home. He got left behind. Home alone. Patrick.
Did you see locks floating?
He's like, I already lifted the stick. It's
nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do.
How do you think there's miracles work?
And then you see
use
Patrick.
Use the stick on me. Use the stick on me.
And then you see, the stick. Doesn't work and then like you that. See Patrick's panties.
What?
Patrick's panties. Because we make those
jokes. Cam got a couch. No!
I was gonna say it.
Cam got a coochie.
And now you have to put this on your app.
I like them apples, coochie boy.
Coochie comedy.
Coochie
Coochie on stage. Hey, change that to Coochie on stage studios. Kev on stage, Coochios.
Damn, Gucci Mane.
Coochios would be a great cereal, though.
Coochios. Coochios. Little Libyas.
Libyas.
I did that.
He can't talk.
Ah, you got a coochie.
This episode's over. We didn't go through anything. This is just not how the show goes at all.
This
is the best thing. No, we'll do one another episode. There's just no reason to pretend this is going to get off. This is so off the rails.
No, come on.
Title of this episode is chaos.
Just ponytails.
Kev got
coochios.
A coochie.
Coochios.
The Kev got a Gucci chant. Gotta be a soundbite, bro.
I'm cutting that out. I don't even care.
Got a Gucci.
All right. Kev, I already said I was Gucci. Cutting
you. We'll do it to the end.
I'm cutting it out. Not cutting it out.
Okay,
good. A good joke's a good joke.
Hey,
I'm stripping
that's
it out.
That's a good ringtone.
Yeah, that, no.
Hey, bullying is fun sometimes.
Bullying is fun.
Under the right circumstances.
Bullying is fun when there's no HR.
If you want to watch this podcast, it's on my YouTube page. If you listen to podcasts, wherever podcasts are found, this is Patrick Cloud. To hear more, Lulu Gonzalez. Follow them on their social medias. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
All right. That was